that was a UFO beaming back at you. No, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, a Lineup Media Group production, brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Nick of Time and get a 30-day free trial and free audiobook download. And if you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, visit our website, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during your session will directly support this show. How's everybody doing this week? As you may or may not have already noticed, there's going to be a little bit of a change in the format here in nickoftimepodcast.com. We're going to be switching it up a little bit. But I'll be the new host, Eric, and my co-host, Everett.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
New format or not, it's going to be business as usual here at the Nick of Time Podcast. All conspiracies all the time. So let's get right into it. This week's topic will be the Illuminati. Oh, yes.
Interesting. That's kind of a big topic for you conspiracy guys, huh?
Yeah, everyone loves to talk about the Illuminati. They really like it. It's a very high-profile conspiracy.
I'd say so. It's been in books. It's been in TV, cartoons.
All right. Well, let me give everyone a little bit of background on the Illuminati, kind of just a general overview of what they are. They're a highly satanic Luciferian cult. They're a secret society supposedly bent on world domination. They're also supposedly connected to the New World Order, the Skull and Bone Society, the Federal Reserve, and the Freemasons, just about every evil entity on Earth. And, did I mention only the world's most rich and powerful are allowed membership? Yep, these crazy people are supposedly into rituals, sacrifice, blood sacrifices. They're nasty, nasty people with connections all over the world.
They sound like they're witches or something.
Well, I mean, you know, they very well could be. I don't know. I've done a lot of research on them so far. And
nothing to box out witchery, witchcraft?
Right. Well, no, some of the rituals that these people
witchcraft,
are doing.
That's a whole other show, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we won't want to get into that. Some of the rituals that these guys do, though, man, is very crazy. It could be along the lines of witchcraft. Back to what I was talking about, though, they've got their hands in like every major pie on Earth. It could be financial, political. They've been said to blame for starting
wars. They're the proverbial men behind the curtain.
Yes, definitely, Everett, the men behind the curtain. These men are said to have had their hands in the financial, the political, the wealth distribution, stock markets, terrorism, banking, toppling governments. These people have their hands in everything.
Jeebus, it sounds like something out of a bad movie.
Well, yeah, that's what it's sounding like. Kind of makes me scared.
Politics, finances, jeez.
Right, just the rulers of the world, the true rulers of the world based on what I've come up with.
What else you got on them?
Well, they were founded as an actual society May 1st, 1776 by
a guy named... So they're 240-something years old.
Yeah, they're coinciding right around with the start of the United States of America by a man named Adam Weishaupt. He was born 6 February 1748 and he died 18 November 1830. He's from Bavaria. So he had a lot of crazy ideas that made him want to start to form the Illuminati. He was into spreading logic and reason through education and politics.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Well, no. Of course, that doesn't sound too bad, but overwhelmingly exert his force over the public was his end game in that. See, so he had some plots for founding the Illuminati. He had six reasons that he was wanting to found it so that he would... these are all going to be like his main reasons for starting it. He wanted to abolish national governments. That sounds crazy, right?
Anarchy, it sounds like.
Right. Abolish all inheritance. And I can only suspect that as abolishing inheritance, that would mean that no one can carry their wealth through the generations. So that would be the only thing I could think of with that. Abolish private property. So I guess they want to be state-owned everything.
Sounds like communists.
They also wanted to abolish individual home and family life as the cell from which all civilization has stemmed. This guy was really into abolishing all patriotism. He wanted to abolish all religion so Luciferian ideology would be imposed on all of mankind. So like I said, this cult is really, and that's what they are essentially, is just a cult. They're really highly satanic and highly into Lucifer. So yeah, this guy had a lot of crazy ideas.
Not like the fun Lucifer though.
These would not be described as fun. This is, these are very, very bad people. Hell, we just talked about ritual sacrifices. So, I mean, how much fun could there be in that?
Doesn't it scare you a little bit, kind of calling them out like this?
Well, no. I'm very, very, very strong like bull.
Strong like bull? Yeah, all right, man, I got you.
But yeah, so I mean, that's basically an overview of the Illuminati. That's what they are. That's what they are. So they've been in pop culture for quite a long time. I'm sure you've heard many references in pop culture. Sure. Have you heard of the Illuminati over the years?
Movies, music, TV, books.
Right. So they've been very popular, such as movies, comics, television, games, books. They were even mentioned in the 2001 film Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, whose antagonist was a very high society calling themselves the Illuminati. References can also be found in the music industry from artists such as Young Jeezy, Gamma Ray, Meek Mill, Immortal Techniques. All that information there can be found on a Wikipedia page about the Illuminati. There's information all over the internet about them. This is as secret as this society is, it's crazy because there's a lot of information on them out there all over the place. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird if they're so secret. The whistle's been blown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd think as a secret society, there shouldn't be this much information on them, but there's, you know, actually quite a bit of decent information out there on the Illuminati right now. So let's get back in. So apparently they've got their hands in celebrities too. So
celebrities who are members of the Illuminati?
Yeah, so these are supposed
to be underlings of the Illuminati, or is everyone an underling?
Well, I've checked a bunch of different sites, and I've got a bunch of names of people that are like supposedly just members of the Illuminati, but then I've got other names of people that were supposedly members of the Illuminati that didn't do what they wanted, and then they made them go nuts.
Sounds like Scientology, kind of.
Right. So, like, Scientology. Well, I mean, this is a conspiracy theory, so, I mean, not everything's going to, you know, connect all the dots together. So, but some of the alleged celebrity members of the Illuminati go as far as, say, Bill Gates, Jay-Z.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, his wife, Beyonce, rapper.
Whoa. Bill Gates is married to Beyonce?
No, Jay-Z's married to Beyonce.
Oh, you're just going so fast here.
rapper Chris Brown, President Barack Obama. I'm personally behind that one.
I'd like to say a word on each of these as we go. Chris Brown, you think they had anything to do with the old Rihanna slip slap?
No, because further on down my list, Rihanna's on the. She's supposedly in the Illuminati as well. I found it her on three different websites saying that she was in the Illuminati. Ranker and BeforeIt'sNews.com both listed Rihanna and Chris Brown both as alleged Illuminati members.
Crazy. What else you got?
Well, Barack Obama. Well, like I said, I'm way behind that one. You know how I feel about Barack Obama.
Barack is in the Illuminati.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, Lil Wayne, Kanye West.
That explains a lot.
Right. Kanye West and his wife, Kim Kardashian.
Also explains a lot.
I've heard that multiple times about Kanye and Kim being in the Illuminati.
I can't believe some 240-year-old organization would allow Kanye West into their fold. But.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that guy's a train wreck. So is his wife. But other names, big names, Miley Cyrus, Nicolas Cage, Justin Timberlake, Bono. Bono's supposedly in there too. Daft Punk. Every website that I went to said Daft Punk was in the Illuminati.
He's just that weird techno guy, right?
Yeah. And his music sucks. I tried to listen
to
it.
Who knows? Maybe
bit
there's some subliminal stuff in there.
Hey, there very well could be. I might have to get a little deeper
start a conspiracy.
In that. P. Diddy, also rumored to be in the Illuminati.
Sure.
Madonna was a big one. Will Smith, his son Jaden Smith, and Tupac also, and Biggie also being in
Tupac.
The Illuminati. Yeah,
oh, there's a combo.
Yeah, really, right? So, well, and you know, in some of Tupac's songs, he actually speaks out against the Illuminati. He even one of his, he calls it the Killuminati.
The Killuminati.
Killuminati, yeah. So that's like, I guess, him and his bandmates' thing, Killuminati. But they've also are said to be responsible for causing celebrities to lose their minds. Now, I don't know if this is directly correlating with MK Ultra, which is the government mind control program, but they're saying that the Illuminati has caused celebrities such as Amanda Bynes, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Cat Williams, all to just lose their ever-loving shit.
Who's who is just nuts.
Yeah, those are all train wrecks
over
the last few years.
And you don't think
that's
just standard psychosis. That's the Illuminati, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what
failed Illuminati mind control.
That's what my research is telling me here. I mean,
well, I kind of feel sorry for all of them, though.
Right. And now, and I've got another list. And I've done, I was up way late last night looking at a list. And now these are celebrities who were supposedly killed by the Illuminati. Michael Jackson, John Lennon. Now, granted, all of these are, I've went multiple sites, Google, Ranker, and before it was news.com. A lot of political figures are on my list right here that were supposedly killed by the Illuminati. Malcolm X, Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy Jr., and John F. Kennedy Sr., Martin Luther King, all those supposedly killed by the Illuminati. Yeah, so there's a lot of political people that were supposedly taken out by this nefarious cult, too. Now, one can only speculate whether it would be to make strong political or financial gains, because we know the Kennedys had their hands in a lot in American politics as well. Malcolm X, maybe they took that guy out just to divide the races a little bit. There's all kinds of different theories that could be thrown around as to why these people were killed by the Illuminati or supposedly taken out. You know, there's a lot of different people. Like, the list just keep going on. I mean, it seems like these people are just killing everybody.
Yeah, man, it's like mass murders up in here.
Right, yeah. I mean, so it should be Illuminati. Hell, kill Illuminati actually makes a lot of sense, because it just seems like they're fucking killing everybody. But so what do you think? What's your thoughts so far on the Illuminati?
I don't know. It seems kind of crazy. I'm just trying to come up with motives. What you can think money all day long, but money only gets you so far. You got to think it's more about pressing their views, whatever they are, on the rest of the world.
Yeah, I would think their views, money, and power. I think a lot.
Well, that's what
the
power is about: is making sure that they form the world in whatever vision they have of it, whatever their twisted vision is.
Yeah, I feel like they want their influence felt in every aspect of everybody's everyday life.
I see. I would disagree. I would say, if they're supposedly trying to keep themselves down, they don't want anybody to notice that their influence is there. I would think would have it.
Touche. That's actually probably a very good point. You know, they probably don't want their influence felt so much as
yeah, they're the kind of guys that probably don't need a slap on the back as long as they see that the war in Rwanda went the way they wanted it.
Yeah, whatever, exactly right. Yeah, as their end game goes the way they want it, that's all that matters.
I'm still not convinced they're a thing, but you're getting there.
Right. Well, I mean, they are a thing. I mean, because like I said, they were started as an actual society. It's, you know, it's documented.
It says Wikipedia, but.
Right, yeah. Well, Wikipedia is actually a pretty credible source there, Everett.
I can go on there and edit that shit today.
Another thing about the Illuminati is they're said to have a lot of symbolism in them. Over the years, they've had a lot of symbols and different
things.
Yeah,
that National Treasure movie touched on something. Well, that was more Freemasons, but.
Well, yeah, but so the Illuminati are said to be involved with the Freemasons, too. So that does make a lot of sense that some of the Freemason symbology could be also construed as Illuminati symbology. Excuse me. So, you know, the one, the most popular, the all-seeing eye, that's all, you know, right, on the dollar bill. That's the one everyone brings up.
I thought that was a Freemason.
Well, it's both. Yeah. So, like I said, they have a lot to do with the Freemasons. So that symbology is actually has a lot to do with both of them, because when you look that all-seeing eye up, it comes up as Freemasons, the Masonic lodges, and the Illuminati.
Sure.
The inverted pentagram, which is just a regular five star upside down with the two points pointing up, that's supposedly Illuminati symbology as well. The 666 pyramids, all obelisks and skull and crossbones, those are all supposed to be associated with
those
Illuminati.
Those are some of my favorite things to just have laying around, and now they're ruined.
Yeah, damn it, my obelisk in the living room.
I had a pair of twin obelisks on each side of the TV.
Without thinking I'm Illuminati because of the damn obelisks in my living room.
I get the same thing.
Yeah, I got to get rid of the skull and crossbones hanging from my rearview mirror now, too. What the hell is that about?
Yeah, I thought that was a pirate thing, but I guess not.
All those were said to be Illuminati symbols, and there's a lot of theory on the internet right now. Like, you can go and look at rappers' music videos and stuff, and when they hold up their hands, like a lot of them, Beyonce and Jay-Z are said to be making this pyramid with their hands, with their thumbs and first fingers, and that's supposed to be...
Yeah, I saw that in All the Single Ladies.
Yeah, that's supposed to be some sort of a shout-out to the Illuminati, and if you watch that video, yeah, you can just leave now. But they're all supposed to be some sort of Illuminati shout-out with the thumb and first finger closed and making up the three signed with your hand, and also the triangle.
Like the okay sign, like hey, okay.
Yeah, A-okay, that's right. That sign right there is supposed to be an Illuminati symbol.
Holy cow.
Right, so they're kind of a reach on that one, don't you think?
Gotta be careful when you throw that up. That's worse than throwing up West Side in the wrong neighborhood.
Right, yeah. No, not the Illuminati. so they're a pretty crazy cult and group of people. So, I mean, I guess they're just bent on world domination. What do you think?
It sounds like they're pushing towards something, and it don't sound like money.
Well, you know, it's got to be the money, man. The money's what makes it all go around.
Money makes the world go around, true, but money, I guess it can buy a view, you know?
Yeah, well, the more money you have, the more power and control you can exert over the regular population.
Well, give me some money. I'll throw out some power.
Right. So other plans and agendas of the Illuminati, these are possible things that they were hinting at wanting to get done, was a one-world government and one-world currency. And as we know right now with things that are going on in the news, that
sounds like the euro.
Yeah, well, the one-world government is something that's definitely a possibility in the near future. They're wanting to make the new world order with the United Nations, and that's something that's definitely a possibility.
Let me swerve here for a second with that one-world government. Say we're contacted by aliens. Wouldn't it make sense to have a one-world government?
It would. And actually, Ronald Reagan was a president that said he would like – he would find it very funny to see how all of our problems here on Earth would seem so small were we
you're thrust into the big community like that?
Yeah, exactly. So should we be on the interstellar aspect of it? You know, so say we were – charged with communicating with an alien race that, you know, had just made first contact with Earth. How would all of our Earth problems seem so small, you know, in comparison if right. we had to band together and fight against them?
Exactly. It's like the movie Independence Day where they're on the wire with every country around the world.
Yes, exactly.
That's one world government shit right there.
Right, exactly. So and that's supposedly one of the end games of the Illuminati is a one world government and one world currency.
Maybe they know an alien invasion is coming and they're just trying to prepare the world. They're the good guys.
Yeah, I mean, hell, there's all kinds of different theories out there. Maybe the Illuminati are the good guys. Maybe they're trying to prepare us for, you know, the alien race, the enslavement that's going to happen. You never know. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that could happen, right?
You think
now.
They'll ever split up? Like, remember the NWO in wrestling? I hate to bring up wrestling, but there's going to be Illuminati white, Illuminati black and white, and Illuminati red Wolfpack?
No, I think these guys are so coordinated and together that there's no splitting up.
If there was a split, there's somebody getting whacked, huh?
Yeah, probably. More like a mafia almost, I guess. But sure. I've read a couple of articles that said they were supposedly the ones that started ISIS, you know, just to basically divide and conquer the world. What easier way to divide and what easier way to conquer the world than to divide them in different factions? It's easier to conquer when there's less people.
True. I mean, I guess that makes sense. So they're saying ISIS is population control?
No, they're not saying ISIS is population control.
That's like weed whacking a fucking cornfield. It's not going to do too much.
Well, no, and it's not that. It's just they're saying basically ISIS is part of their agenda to divide the population of the world. See, if you can get them all divided into different beliefs and stuff, then they're not going to stand together. And see, that's what they don't want. They don't want the population of the world to stand together, because basically if we all stand together, their game's over.
I got you. So they're throwing out little political curveballs to split the pop up.
Right.
Keep us distracted.
Yeah, keep us distracted. Exactly. So that's a lot. It has to do with the race wars, the more world wars. If you haven't noticed, obviously in the media, they're dividing everything into race wars lately. It's all black. It's all black versus white. It's white versus black. It's there's an agenda, and it's it might be hard to see, but it's definitely there.
So the Illuminati not only is political and financial, they're also media.
Well, as I said before, they have their hands in almost everything.
The news. Yeah, they are scary.
If
it's true, they feed us our views. That's kind of crazy.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. They tell us what to think, how to feel, everything. Yeah. That's what's scary about the Illuminati. That's the back door of it all. In the curtains thing is that they're actually feeding us what to think, how to feel, who to vote for, our political agendas. So what what they're saying is that basically our own thoughts aren't even our own. We are actually just doing what they want when they want. We are the sheep to them.
We are the sheep, man. That's frightening. But that seems like a pretty logical stopping point for the first half of this week's show. Remember to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at the Nick of Time Show. Also, please remember to subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher.
Subscribe.
On iTunes or Stitcher if you like the show. If you really like the show, give us a 5-star rating and a review. Until next time, this has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production.
Please, wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!